47 minutes after the hour. 7 o'clock. It's a Monday morning, James Timberlake. Oh, I don't have you there for some reason. I don't have you on 5. So, I don't know where you are. You could be anywhere.
Hello.
Yeah, no, we don't. We had a little change of some things around over the last week. You may not be on at all. You might have to just come over here and we might have to just share a microphone. Who knows? Okay. Yeah, we're going to have to do that, James.
This is going to be a very intimate show.
It is, because he's right next to me.
I'll yell over your shoulder.
Well, yeah. I'll let you do that. Hey, well, you know, it's live radio.
Welcome to live radio.
Welcome to live radio. Well, we were changing some things around last week. So whenever we do that, you know, something inevitably
always
will happen, right?
Breaks.
Yeah, something will happen. Today, James, Bruce Boxleitner is 74 today. And Tony Hawk is 57. Like, the guy is still skateboarding.
Yeah. He still does video games, too.
I know.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater games.
I like it. Good for him. Let's look at the date book. 1932, a new character, Dippy Dog, appeared in the cartoon Mickey's Review by Walt Disney, later changed to Dippy's name to Goofy.
This feels like I'm at elementary school all over again, and I'm having to read along with you.
You're reading along with me. If you were to see us in the studio right now.
This will go down as maybe the most... Mark this day, ladies and gentlemen. This might be as uncomfortable as I've ever been at the radio station.
We are, like, way invading each other's space, personal space. But we got to do what we got to do, right, James?
I guess so.
All right. It is International Day of Plant Health.
Okay.
Do you take care of plants?
I water plants.
All right.
Does that count?
Well, that counts. That's helping take care of them. It's Nurses Day today, so tip of the cap to our nurses.
Always.
And it's Nutty Fudge. Have you ever had Nutty Fudge?
Probably, but I don't remember it at all. I don't know.
Odometer Day.
Wow. Talk about a random thing to have.
That's a random
day.
That is a random thing, isn't it? Odometer Day today. And speaking of odometers and vehicles, did you get your chip fixed, by the way?
No, I need to do it still.
You need to do that before it turns into a big crack, because James got a chip in his windshield.
I probably have multiple chips, unfortunately.
Oh, man. So you got peppered.
Yeah. You know how it goes.
If you have a chip repair today, 8 to 11... $55 from Novus. All right? $55 from Novus. And you can get headlight restoration as well. Window regulators. Install windshields in classic cars. So if you got a classic car or a bus or an RV.
Nothing like my classic 2021 Honda Accord.
There you go. It's classic. $55, 8 to 11. Get the chip repaired today from Novus. Now, I don't know how you have a 108-year-old roller coaster, but they're finally beaching this one. It's called the Bleached Dinosaur Skeleton on the Massachusetts coast, now faces its second potential demise. The Wild One at Six Flags America threatened again to be closed down this November. It's 108 years old.
That is something I would have liked to have known,
if somebody put this roller coaster is 108 years old, I'm going to go, okay. I'll pass on that. Have you bought any coolers lately?
No. But?
Well, don't ruin your summer by losing a finger.
Whoa.
I know, right? Igloo has issued a recall for 130,000 coolers due to concerns that pinch points around the handles and latches may lead to finger amputations.
130,000 coolers?
Now, what a bummer that'd be at the day at the beach, right? Yeah. The expanded recall, building on a previous one from February that affected over a million coolers, was announced by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. The recall specifically involves the 9-quart flip-and-toe rolling coolers that were produced at a facility in Katy, Texas last year. These were sold at various retailers, you know, get them wherever. The companies receive reports of 78 fingertip injuries.
Yikes.
Man. Bone fractures, fingertip amputations, and lacerations.
All from a cooler.
From a cooler. If you've got a 9-quart flip-and-toe rolling cooler.
Yeah. Send it back.
I'd suggest you get rid of it. Okay. 55% of Americans think that they're smarter than the average American. How do you?
Sounds right. In terms of people think that they're smarter than others.
Do you think you're smarter than other people?
Yeah, I'll be part of the 54%.
You're part of the 55% of Americans think you're smarter than the average American. A humble 34% of citizens say they're about as smart as everyone else.
That's probably.
You know, I guess I don't even really think about ranking.
Yeah, what does that mean though? Like, as smart as everybody.
Is that common sense? Because it's different. Are you book smart? Well, there's a lot of people that are more book smart than me.
What's the indicator there?
What's the indicator? Right. 54%. Now, if it's common sense, I don't know.
Yeah.
I never ranked myself that. I guess I just don't.
It's hard to make rankings for that stuff.
I don't look at myself that way. Right?
I mean, you shouldn't.
Right. You shouldn't. Okay.
You're overestimating yourself and underestimating others.
Just when you think you're something. Okay. Do you have a lot of dreams?
Like for my future?
Right. No. You're sleeping. You're in REM now, okay?
actually, no, I don't.
Okay, all right. Well, James, if you dream about automobiles, that represents the beginning of a new life plan. And where your life should be heading. See, I'm analyzing dreams here.
This is about
most common dreams and what they mean.
The metaphors.
Yes, automobile. So if you're an automobile, it represents the beginning of a new life and where your life should be heading. If you dream about celebrities, indicates a profitable new offer, a positive change, or a achievement of a goal. If you're being chased, I've done that.
That's happened to me, yeah.
Suggests it's time to pursue your destined path.
What?
All right. While releasing hindrances. Okay, whatever.
Okay.
I already pursued my path.
Yeah, but you're still there.
But I'm still. I haven't been chased for a long time. So it's been.
Dream.
Yeah. Falling indicates fear of losing respect.
That happens. I dream of falling a lot.
Really?
But I think it's more because I already have a fear of falling.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if it's about the fear of losing respect,
right?
Status, finances, vitality, or love.
Right.
But it could be. Well, if it's a mix of both, that's a bad dream.
Okay. Flying. We have to fly our kite still, James.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody asked me that the other day. I said, we're going to fly it, okay?
We're going to get it.
We've got them here. Got to wait for the wind and James and I to.
We got multiple kites.
Multiple, I know. We got to wait for the wind and then wait for James and I to have a second where we can actually hook up together and do this after our morning show,
we've
right?
We've got more kites in this room than I've maybe ever owned.
In your life.
Yeah.
Okay. Flying symbolizes freedom. Now, yeah. I've done that. I have flown.
In a dream.
In a dream.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Outside the dream, too.
Outside
the
dream? Wow.
Right. Flying symbolizes freedom and the ability to overcome obstacles to achieve your goals. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been up there. I've done that. I don't remember anything more. I think flying was maybe the most recent one. If you dream about a house, it represents yourself with rooms showing different aspects of your personality.
Have you ever dreamt of a house?
Right. You know what I have? I'll share one with you. I've been in a house, and there's a small space like a mouse can only get through, mm-hmm. and some act of God.
And you're crawling through.
I've gotten through. I have no idea what that means, but I've done it, and I'm into the next room, and then you see this other, there's this little hole, it's only, you know, the little one, and then pretty soon I'm in the next room, and it's just like, how did I get through that?
Interesting.
I know, it
That's
is.
Cool.
Okay. If you're naked, James,
yep,
usually indicates feeling unprepared for an event or a life in general.
I don't think I have dreams that are vivid enough for me to realize some of these things.
Oh, you know what?
Because I always wake up, you know.
I have. Not being naked, but like I was in my underwear.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're in this meeting, and yeah, it's just like, why is no one noticing
that
this? You know, it's like no one's saying, hey, why are you in your underwear?
Yeah.
But you're like, you know you are, and it's just like, this is really weird. Okay.
That makes sense for you.
I know. It usually indicates feeling unprepared for an event or life in general. Oh, all right. Okay. Water. Calm water means good times. Rough water,
caution
not,
is needed.
Not so much. All right. So there you go.
Our mind coming up with all this stuff.
I know.
I'm always just falling.
You're just falling?
But I think it's because I'm afraid of heights.
I'm flying, and then I'm in this room that there's like, it's
yeah,
like 3 inches to get through a mouse hole, and I get through it somehow. Okay.
Yikes.
I know. Weird dreams. Just like it's weird. Just like it's weird standing like
yeah,
3 inches from
especially
you.
Especially when you were talking about the dreams you're naked.
Yeah. No kidding. I almost skipped that one, yeah. Just because of the proximity we are sharing a microphone.
Yeah, next time, take that inner thought.
I'll look with it. I'll look at that next time. Okay, lottery story, James. I know you love these.
Oh, here we go. I can already see the beginning of this.
An Arkansas man won $200,000 prize from a $10 scratch off, motivated by his wife's recent $50 win. See, you know that motive. When you win, it's just like when you win, you look at it again, right?
There's no way that there are two people in Arkansas of the same family that won the lottery. One of $50 and then the next the $200,000.
So
there's
she
no
won.
Way.
Yeah, she won $50 and then he's like, I'm going to do this. And then he won $200,000. Okay.
This is how they get you.
All right, music, James. Music has a unique ability to make us tap our feet, sway to the rhythm, feel a rush of emotions every day. Why? But why does this happen? Groundbreaking research reveals that it's not just our brains predicting the next note. Our brains are actually synchronizing with the music in a physical way. And this is cool. The research suggests that when we hear music, our brain cells physically align with the sound waves.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
We walk to the beat of the song that you were listening to.
Right.
You're walking and listening.
There you go. All right.
How about that?
Okay. Bye. So we'll leave on that note, James.
Let's never do this again.
Oh, man. We push you outside the comfort zone on a Monday, James. Right there. Have an awesome day, everybody. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. It's 8 o'clock. I have suffered.